Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
Struggling with stubborn belly fat? Today, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 reasons why you're struggling with that stubborn belly fat and fast solutions that you guys could tone down and get bikini ready for the summer. And did you know that on average, women actually have 6 to 11% more body fat than men? And this is all due to our female hormone, estrogen. Estrogen really reduces a woman's ability to burn energy after eating, resulting in more fat being stored, especially around that abdominal cavity. And I'm just going to kind of dive right in with you guys. If you guys are new to following me, I'm Elizabeth with Elizabeth Ehler Fitness. My expertise is fat loss over 40 for women going through perimenopause, postmenopause, hysterectomy, thyroid issues, and gut issues. So here are my top 5 reasons, and stay tuned to the end for all the fast solutions to help you slim down and get your abs for the summer, no matter what age you are. So the first reason why we're struggling with that stubborn belly fat is metabolic slowdown. So I see this all the time. We go on these yo-yo diets. In years of yo-yo dieting or even chronic caloric restriction, you know, our 1,000, 1,200 calorie diets can really have a huge impact on a woman's metabolism. And when the body experiences periods of severe calorie restriction, you know, 1,000, and you may not even know that you're getting very little calories, and then you track them and you realize, wow, I'm not eating a lot. But when this happens and we do it for several years or we go back and forth, it can really adapt the body by slowing down your metabolic rate and put us in a survival mechanism. And this metabolic slowdown means your body is burning fewer calories at rest, making it easier to regain weight and then store excess calories as fat, especially in our core, that midsection. And then additionally, when we go on these yo-yo diets and the extreme caloric restrictions, we're actually having muscle loss from this, which can further contribute to a slower metabolism. So a very simple approach to that is when we go on a diet, we cut our calories low. That initially you're losing weight at it, but over time, that becomes your new maintenance. Then we keep cutting. And if we go too extreme with it, we're losing more muscle. Then we have more fat mass when we regain it and our metabolism gets slowed down. So yo-yo dieting is a big no. I actually did a whole video on if your calories are too low for fat loss, and I'm going to link it above for you. The next one, and I see this all the time, is over-exercising. So while regular exercise is so good for our overall health, weight management, when we're doing too much, it can actually have the opposite effect, particularly for women. So when we're doing these overly intense exercise, like we're doing cardio to the extreme, and then on top of that, if we're doing strength training, we're throwing in burpees and no rest periods, and then we're not eating enough food, and then our sleep is going off. All of this can actually increase the stress on our body and increase our cortisol levels. And cortisol is known as that stress hormone, and it promotes fat storage, especially in that abdominal area. So if we're over-exercising, if we're under-eating, we're not getting enough sleep, and then we're also hitting perimenopause, 38 plus, all of these things could disrupt our hormone balance, lead to muscle loss, further contributing to a slowed metabolism and increase in that belly fat accumulation. I got 3 more for you, and the last one is the best one, and then I'm going to be sharing with you all of my tips. I was actually over 180 pounds. I lost 50 pounds in 9 months, and I eat over 2,600 calories, maintaining my physique year-round. So all of my tips are going to be game-changer for helping you aid in weight loss and get rid of that belly fat in a good way, not a yo-yo diet way. The third one I want to mention for you guys is going to be insulin resistance. So I work with a lot of women going into perimenopause. Perimenopause is 38 and it could happen up to around 10 years of your life. During this time period, we're having shifts in our estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. What used to work in your 20s no longer works. As we age, our body can become more insulin resistant, which means that our cells don't respond as efficiently to insulin, which is the hormone that regulates our blood sugar. So when we have this insulin resistance, it makes it harder for the body to process sugars efficiently and can really lead to excess sugars being stored as fat, particularly again, in that belly area. So really consuming a diet that's high in refined carbohydrates and sugars, all of these things could exacerbate this issue. I did a whole video where I took you guys through how I helped my client shed just, I'm going to link it above for you. She shed pounds and inches eating more food. And I talked all about the best diet for postmenopause. So I'm going to put it up here for you. The next one is going to be chronic stress. And do not swipe off because this is actually, doesn't sound sexy, but stress is a big one that I left ignored for years. And I struggled with fat loss for a long time. But chronic stress, it can have a significant impact to our belly fat, especially in women. And when we're under chronic stress, and stress isn't just mental, guys. It, again, it's doing extreme intermittent fasting, over-exercising, not getting enough calories, not sleeping enough. All of these things that increase of cortisol has that accumulation of that visceral belly fat, that deep one, which surrounds your organs in that ab. And this type of fat, it's not healthy for us, guys. It increases our risk of metabolic disorders, insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease. So we really want to focus on doing fat loss in the right way and consuming a diet too. And I'm going to share tips for diet in a second and managing our stress, because I know stress is not sexy, but if we don't address it, meditation, getting outside and going for a 20-minute walk is a game changer for helping me lower my cortisol levels and has really helped me a lot with anxiety as well. The next one, and this is a big deal, okay, are hormone changes. So throughout our life, we have all of these changes in our hormones. As I mentioned, men and women are different. Men could literally cut Coke and soda and they're going to lose 20 pounds. Women, it ain't that easy for us. Like I mentioned in the beginning, we have different hormone levels, especially estrogen, and our hormones fluctuate throughout our life. So it begins in puberty with our menstruation, if we get pregnant, if we're going through menopause, and all these hormone shifts especially cause the changes in the estrogen and our progesterone levels, they could influence our body fat distribution. So during our reproductive years, we have higher estrogen, promote more fat storage in that hip, thighs, and buttocks. And then, you know, as we get toward our menopause, we have a decline in our estrogen, and that fat redistribution kind of goes more toward our belly. So you may realize, you know what? I'm hitting menopause. Why am I starting to store and gain weight at a big rate all through my stomach? It is because literally all of these changes in our hormones. And remember, like I said, menopause is just one day. Perimenopause can go up to 10 years and start as early in our 30s. So if we're hitting our 30s and you're realizing things that used to work don't work, you need to subscribe to this channel because that is my expertise and that is what I talk about. And that is 90% of my clientele. And while we're in this, before I go into my top tips to help you get your slim down belly for the summer, I want to share with you a success story because I am all about sharing those solutions. As I mentioned, I work with a lot of clients, perimenopause, postmenopause, hysterectomy. This beauty came to me. She hit perimenopause. She did keto. She did carnivore. She was training hard. No matter what, she could not lose the weight. She felt inflamed, chronic cravings, low energy. And in just 12 weeks, just training 3 days a week, I got her cravings gone, down 14 pounds, eating 700 calories more a day. She was on around 1,200 calories when she started, by the way. And she's like, Elizabeth, I have no appetite. I can't get the food in. I'm stressed out. I got my kids. I have everything going on. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to make this my lifestyle. And it is all through my 90-day transformation challenge. I am so excited because May 6th, which is next week, is starting my next 90-day transformation challenge. And in my 90-day transformation challenge, I don't just set your macros for you and give your training. I teach you everything to get sustainable results. You have accountability. So imagine, you know, waking up in the morning, loving your workouts, not having to go to the gym. I can make it for you at home, getting rid of cravings, having your energy back. All of these things, all of the struggles that everyone's faced. I worked with over 900 women and I took over all the struggles and I put them into my program and I teach my clients these things every single week so that they're able to have all of the tools to get sustainable results. Eating more food, no extremes, no cutting out our carbs. We work on our stress, our sleep, and we find the balance with everything so that my clients are able to overcome the fear of foods, you know, increase our metabolism, go traveling events and have all the tools so where they don't have to count calories and track their macros for years. We have to make it easy. So if you're ready to transform your body and get sustainable results, you're done with yo-yo dieting, you hit perimenopause, you're like, what used to work? Doesn't work anymore. I want you to head to the description below, fill out the questionnaire. I will be in touch with you in the next 24 hours to set up a call to see if we're that perfect fit for my upcoming challenge. And I will say this, 6 months from now, you could be in the exact same spot or you could be 6 months closer to your goals. What is truly, truly stopping you? And what is the last time that you did something for yourself? Because that is the truth. If you wake up every morning and you feel your strongest, sexiest self, no one can tell you that. You have to internally feel it. Then you are going to live your best life. You're going to be a better mom. You're going to be a better wife. You're going to be a better businesswoman, and you're going to attract that energy. You have to take care of you, just like they said in the airplane, before you take care of everyone else. Put you first. There's a reason why you're on this today. So now, what are my three tips to help you lose that stubborn belly fat? First one, protein. Protein actually has a 20% thermogenic effect on food, meaning you're burning 20% of those calories to break it down. A lot of us do not get enough protein in our diet. So try aiming for at least 30 grams of protein at each meal. That's going to work on your leptin and your ghrelin, which is your hunger and satiety cues. You're going to feel fuller. You're going to feel satiated. It's going to help aid in weight loss, control your blood sugar levels too. So that's my first tip. Second tip is strength training. Especially as we get older, we're losing muscle at a rate of 40 to 50% faster. So if we overdo the cardio, and we're pushing that, then we're on the low calories. You're going to be losing more of the muscle. We're going to have higher fat mass, slower to metabolism. So the true strength training, focus on that 8-10 reps, you know, a good 90 seconds, 2 minute rest periods, last 2 to 3 reps, challenging with proper form. And then the third big one is focus on stress reduction. So if you're saying, Elizabeth, not stressed, well, look at it. Are you on crazy low diet, a low calorie diet? Are you, you know, stressed about your work life, not sleeping good? We have to look at our sleep, our stress, you know, our training, and really bridge the gaps. See where the stressors are coming from. And I'm a big game planner. Write out what is one thing I can do each day to kind of help me reduce the stress. Whether it's, I have my clients do something called a you day on my 90-day challenge where they're, you know, taking one day, even if it's just an hour a day, doing something to make them feel good. Or, you know, incorporating a 20-minute walk to get outside, move their body, or doing tapping or meditation. We have to find what works best for you. So all of these tips, guys, take what you can with it today. And if you found this video helpful today, make sure you share, subscribe, like. I go live with you every single day. And then also, what is stopping you? Head to that description below. Let's transform your life. Let's transform your body. It's truly my passion. I struggled for years. I was overweight, underweight. I developed an eating disorder. Then I got 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, thyroid issues, went postmenopausal in my 20s, almost broke my back, started losing my muscle, and I went through heck and back. So I don't want anyone to feel bad anymore. I look at things as a holistic approach. And all my women out there that said they can't lose weight, they can't transform their body, all of these pictures that I just showed you are all women up into their 70s, getting their strongest, sexiest self back. I love you. And if you enjoyed this video, check out this one. It's going to be game changer for your weight loss journey. Bye.